Appointments questioned. Fauci's worry. I'm Mike Moss. A memo from the Government Accountability Office says DHS Secretary Chad Wolf and senior staffer Ken Cuccinelli are not legally qualified to serve in their positions under the government's Vacancies Reform Act. We get more from correspondent Evan Perez.
It's not clear exactly what's going to happen next. It's not clear whether the courts have to resolve this issue. It also is not clear whether any of the actions that are taken under these two men actually have the force of law.
The appointments of Wolf and Cuccinelli have previously come into question. There's been no response from DHS yet. Disappointment from the nation's top infectious disease expert, Dr. Anthony Fauci, that too many leaders and citizens are ignoring the simple steps to slow the spread of the coronavirus.
Unless we all pull together to get that down, and we don't have disparities in some states are doing this and some states are doing that, we're going to continue to have this up and down. So that's the thing that I'm concerned about, because I believe we can. We have it within our power to be able to get that down. Bottom line is, I'm not pleased with how things are going.
Correspondent Rosa Flores reports some states are seeing very low positivity rates, but a slowdown in testing.
In Texas, testing numbers have been trending downward, and the state's positivity rate spiked to nearly 25% on Tuesday.
This is something that the Department of State Health Services is investigating. We have far more daily testing capacity than there are tests being undertaken.
There's also a slowdown in testing across Florida, as it announced over 6,300 new cases Thursday.
We're testing a lot. I think part of the reason why some of our sites aren't doing as much is because people aren't going as much as they used to.
On Wall Street, the Dow down 37. I'm Mike Boss.
This is good news, maybe exactly when you need it to. Right now, MediShare is waiving their new member fees. This could save you money on top of all that you'll save each month by becoming a member of MediShare. So many people are looking for a healthcare solution right now, seeing the cost of COBRA plans, for instance. And MediShare is the affordable alternative to health insurance. A typical family saves $500 a month, but you might save even more. MediShare is a Christian community that shares each other's healthcare costs, and because of the current economic situation, they're making it easier than ever. Apply by August 31st, and you can save an additional $170 on your first month. I'll give you the number here in a second, and if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Just tell them the promo code SHARE to receive your additional savings. Maybe now is the time to make the switch, like more than 400,000 people already have, and start saving. Here it is. Call 844-91-BIBLE. That's 844-91-BIBLE. 844-91-BIBLE.
Morning News is brought to you by Sprague Sports on 32nd Street, Yuma's hunting and shooting headquarters, and responsible gun ownership since 1956.
Truckmates, Yuma's Fix Up, your pickup truck store, is Yuma's home for Snug Top shells and lids. Snug Top, designed and manufactured to the highest standard, industry-leading quality, and trend-setting design that protect and complement your vehicle. That's Snug Top. Truckmates is also your Line-X spray-in bedliner dealer. Line-X, number one in America for spray-in bedliners, with nationwide warranty coverage, is now available and installed by Yuma's most experienced spray-on team at Truckmates. So protect your vehicle inside and out with Line-X spray and bed liners and Snug Top shells and lids at Truckmates. Truckmates is also your home for BDS suspensions, the highest quality aftermarket suspension lift kits, leveling kits, and accessory for 4x4 off-road truck and Jeep enthusiasts. And BDS suspensions are backed by the best lifetime warranty in the industry. BDS suspensions, Line-X spray and bed liners, and Snug Top shells and lids at Truckmates in this brand new building, same location, 32nd Street next to Lowe's.
News, talk, sports, and up-to-date weather from 560 KBLU.
We've got an excessive heat warning in the forecast, at least through the weekend. 114 and partly sunny today, 87 overnight tonight. Partly sunny, 111 on Saturday, 86 Saturday night, 113 and partly sunny on Sunday and Monday.
The opinions voiced in this show, Money Talk, are for general information only and not intended for specific advice or recommendations for any individual. To determine which investments may be appropriate for you, consult with your attorney, accountant, financial advisor, or tax advisor prior to investing. Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management investment advisory services are offered through CWM LLC, an SEC registered investment advisor. Carson Partners, a division of CWM LLC, is a nationwide partnership of advisors.
Good morning, Yuma. Money Talk, AM 560 KBLU. Derek Agerberg, branch manager with Academy Mortgage here. Good morning, Russ.
Good morning, sir. How are you?
I'm really good. I'm a little hot out there, but I'm really good.
That's good. That's not going to change this weekend. You're going to be warm.
No. You know, it's funny in our office. Sometimes you see this, you know, it's the air conditioner game. One person goes and knocks it up because it's too cold. One person goes down and knocks it down because it's too warm.
Oh, no.
And weirdly enough, the last week, nobody's playing the up game. It's all the down or it's fine game.
And this is at the office?
Yeah.
Now see, I'm personally, for me, never put me in charge of the air conditioner when there's an office full of women. I'm not doing it. Because you're right, they're not. They're all going to be on their own internal radiators are different, and everyone's got a different idea. I can't win that situation.
I never will. And you're at the point I can almost tell who's walking there by listening to the shoes on the floor.
You can
just tell.
Yeah.
But like I said, last week you know it's hot outside because nobody's played the opposite end of the game. It's been pretty consistent.
Yeah. So no, it's hot.
Questions for you.
Shoot.
Did you hear about the new refinance tax?
No.
Does that shock you that there's now a refinance tax?
Yes. Why would they do that?
Well, why? Because I think some of the people that are in charge of mortgages hate the mortgage industry. But so Fannie Freddie came out with a deal. It was published yesterday. There's a half a point adjustment in pricing. So everybody who goes to refinance right now will either see an additional half a point charge or it will get baked into their interest rate. And so Fannie and Freddie are the most profitable they've ever been right now. The default rate is the lowest it's ever been. And yet Fannie and Freddie come out and say, you know what, on refinance transactions, we're going to charge a half a point more just because.
What? I don't understand.
I don't either. I read through all of it.
And what's the rationale?
You know, typically what you would see is pricing is baking in risk. So You normally would have seen, hey, when pricing goes up for some reason, there must be risk. Like you understand, a 600 credit score will have a worse pricing, either cost or rate, than an 800 FICO.
Right.
And that makes sense. But that's not an adjustment in this. It is literally, if Russ, you're going to go buy a home, here's the rate chart. If you're going to refinance a home, same rate chart, half a point cost more. Across the board, doesn't matter. 600 FICO, 700 FICO, 800 FICO, conventional loan, that's it, take it or leave it. And to me, it's a refinance tax. Clearly, that's not what they're calling it. But the GSEs, Fannie and Freddie, are the most profitable they've ever been. All of the money that they borrowed from the government previously to prop them up during the downturn, which has been what? Let's call a spade a spade. It's 10 years ago that they got propped up. They've returned that so many times over, it's not even funny. And the amount of money that the return to the government through the Treasury is unbelievable right now. But they just added a half a point charge. Now, here's the other interesting thing. You and I know, like, let's say I was going to go do something at your shop. If you had quoted me $500 for whatever it is, if I came back in after you had started the work, you wouldn't come to me and say, hey, Derek, here's your bill. It's $550. I added 50 bucks just because I like it, right?
No.
No. What Fannie and Freddie did is they came out and said, as of yesterday, for all loans delivered as of September 1. Okay. When did you start a loan with a customer if it's being delivered September 1?
Well,
30, 60 days prior.
Yeah, it's going to be some time ago, so...
So what they just did is they said to all of the banks that are doing loans conventionally, which is literally every bank in the country, all banks, when you deliver your loans as of September 1, you pay Fannie Freddie a half a point more. Oh, wait a minute. But you've already solidified that transaction.
Yeah.
So basically,
They just said, you're cutting things skinny, you're trying to make...
But haven't you already locked a lot of those in already?
Well, they're all locked in. Because if you're delivering them as of September 1 and we're already middle of August...
It's locked in.
Those have been done for 30 or 45 days.
They can't affect those then because you
every
got,
one of them.
But you already got promised a lock, right?
Which means it's now the bank's problem. Fannie and Freddie said they're not buying it unless you add that extra half a point fee. So they literally just did what I gave you as an example. You quoted me $500 to get my engine repaired, and you handed me a bill for $550 and said, take it or leave it, or you ain't getting your engine back.
So what, the banks have to honor what they locked and they're going to lose money on it?
Legally, yes. You have a loan estimate signed by borrower that is legally binding. You have a closing disclosure at the closing table. You can't go back and do that retroactively.
No.
But Fannie and Freddie can, because that's whether they are willing to buy it or not.
I see real problems with this.
Well, the industry does, too. I mean, it took about 36 and a half seconds for the industry to go, wait a minute, this is literally a money grab, and some of us are calling it a refinance tax. That's all it is. Fannie and Freddie want to make more money on the refinances. Why? Now,
yeah, why?
You would think it would be pricing in risk. But let's be brutally honest. If I'm taking somebody who is in the 5% interest rate environment and moving them to, let's say, the high twos, are they a more risky customer or a less risky customer?
No. Well, they're less risky.
Clearly, because their budget just freed up cash. But they're not pricing in risk, clearly, because mortgage payments are coming down with the refinances. So it's not about pricing in risk. Most of the people that are refinancing have more equity in their homes than when they bought it, so there's more security there.
But does the government dictate just for reasons of they don't have to explain?
This is exactly the point. Fannie and Freddie just crossed the board said,
and they're the number one. Is there any way to work around them? Is there
no
anything else available?
Well, let's think about it. So you've heard conventional loans, Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. Those are the two government service enterprises that basically package and securitize conventional mortgages. There's FHA, and there's VA, and there's USDA, which is a rural product. So FHA could follow suit, but it appears that the industry is not going to let that happen, and it appears FHA is not going to do that. VA, nope, can't do that because that would take an act of Congress, literally an act of Congress, to have that happen. So VA, no. FHA, plausible, but not practical. I don't believe that's going to happen. But conventional loans are about 50% of the marketplace right now, so one out of every two loans that you now know of going on in the marketplace that's a refinance, not purchase, as a refinance, now has what we're going to lovingly call a refinance tax.
Well, I'd hate to be your dog because I'm sure that dog got a word.
But, you know, it's an interesting thing that, you know, there's industries that are trying to be helpful and are putting people in a better position. And again, you go down that road that you and I know, now that that letter is out, every transaction going forward will have that priced in.
Yeah.
So there's about a 45-day to a 60-day window that all banking institutions are literally going to have to eat it. Too bad, so sad, suck it up, and that's really
what's going on. That's enough of a difference where refinance, that may have been a good deal, maybe, don't know now.
Possibly.
Don't know.
And possibly it's just a cost that will get passed through to the consumer. And that's the irony of all of this is, you know, when you say, okay, we're going to do this and we're going to charge the banks X, Y, or Z, it gets passed on to the customer because, you know, I can't say, hey, I'm going to raise your supply of tires at your shop. Clearly, you're going to pass that along to the customer, are you not?
Oh, yeah.
So none of it doesn't get passed on to the customer. And for some reason, whatever their thought process is, that refinance tax just made a half a point charge more expensive to the customer.
Half a point is big, 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 big money. That's not little.
$250,000 is the approximate average nationwide for a conventional loan. So $250,000, that's $1,250. So every loan conventionally that's a refinance, on average, is now paying $1,250 more to Fannie Freddie to securitize that loan. So we'll talk about the refinance tax and several other things after the break. This is Money Talk AM 560. Derek Hagerberg, branch manager with Academy Mortgage here, NMLS number 180899. This week on Money Talk, we'll be taking your questions on mortgages, credit, rental properties, and other budgeting items. If you or someone you know has a question, please call us Friday morning between 8 and 9 a.m. at 344-5258. 344-5258. Academy Mortgage is an equal housing lender. NMLS number 3113. Arizona license number 0904081.
To enjoy a longer, productive retirement, you need an investment portfolio that continues to work for you. Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management specializes in solid financial advice. It's important to discuss your options with a financial advisor. Schedule a consultation with Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management today. Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management. Investment advisory services are offered through CWM LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Carson Partners, a division of CWM LLC, is a nationwide partnership of advisors. Given recent events in the financial markets, doesn't a second opinion make sense for your financial well-being? If you've been questioning your investment plan that you have in place, Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management would like to help by offering a free, no-obligation consultation to review your financial affairs. Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management investment advisory services are offered through CWM LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Carson Partners, a division of CWM LLC, is a nationwide partnership of advisors.
To enjoy a longer, productive retirement, you need an investment portfolio that continues to work for you. Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management specializes in solid financial advice. Whether you require low volatility, liquid assets, or longer-term investments for higher returns, it's important to discuss your options with a financial advisor. Schedule a consultation with Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management today. Investment advisory services offered through CWM LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Carson Partners, a division of CWM LLC, is a nationwide partnership of advisors. Derek Eggeberg, branch manager with Academy Mortgage here, NMLS number 180899. With Academy Mortgage, inspiring hope, delivering dreams, and building prosperity, where we help individuals and families build a foundation for their future by providing opportunities to obtain home ownership through unique products and services. Academy Mortgage is an equal housing lender. NMLS number 3113, Arizona license number 0904081.
And he looks at her and says, "Hey, darling, I can remember when you could start with love. Oh, but ain't that America?"
Happy Friday and good morning, everyone. Money Talk, AM 560 KBLU. Derek Eggeberg, branch manager, Academy Mortgage. During the break when the music's up that loud, I've never seen Russ sing like that. Man, you were belting it out.
I was really singing.
Oh, yeah, not a good sight. But, you know, if you actually do, I'm going to Facebook Live that and start recording it. There's so many things going on right now, and it's an amazing time in our industry because people can save a lot of money, and they just don't necessarily, a lot of people don't notice it.
Yeah.
But those kinds of things are coming in. Now, my headset's not working.
Well, plug it in. Check, see if it's plugged in. You're on the air.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I had to give you a reason to put that headset in there, buddy.
I appreciate that.
Hey, yeah, that's what I'm here for, buddy. But that Fannie Mae deal, you know, shoot, I mean, talk about adding salt to the wound, you know, with everything going on, you know, they got to come up with this when people are getting kicked out of their apartments and houses and, well, not getting kicked out yet, but something's got to be done there.
Yeah.
Because the homeowners, they can't afford to keep getting bank loans just to pay for their utilities. And has anybody ever mentioned to you about the phrase you use of call a spade a spade?
No.
No.
Oh, really?
Why should they?
Oh, okay. Well, that used to be a
racial slur.
A racial slur, exactly.
Okay.
And I was just curious that
I don't know.
So, I've only ever heard that in playing cards.
Oh, really? Yeah. I hear you. Okay, anyway, you guys have a great weekend, okay? And try and stay cool.
Thank you very much.
Right.
Have a great morning.
You know, I had to look it up real quick because, you know, we all know the call spade a spade.
Mm-hmm.
It's an idiom originating in the classical Greek. It was introduced in the English language in 1542. I don't think it had anything to do with our slave trade.
Don't think so.
I don't think so. So, something about a fig and a trough. So, no, it's nothing racial.
Okay, good. Just
so,
worry
that's
me there
good.
For a second.
I try not to get racial.
Yeah, please don't do that.
No.
But going back to that, it is interesting that you raise cost for a consumer in an environment that we can make things significantly better for the consumers that are still driving the economy. You and I have had conversations over and over on what purchase business does on new construction, the amount of money that's generated for a community when new homes are being built. Now, those aren't affected by that half a point tax, but the refinances are.
Right.
And those might be the same people that are refinancing to move up into new construction.
Yeah, it's still, I mean, they're taking away that opportunity, or not taking
they're
it
they're
away.
They're not taking
but
away. They're adding cost.
Adding cost. Let's take a phone call. You're on the air.
Hey, Russ, this is Larry.
Good morning, Larry.
Good morning. So, hey, I just curiosity, I've heard that even on the FHAs, there's like a 1.75% fee that the mortgage companies pay on those. Is that also correct?
That is correct. Now, that's what's called the upfront mortgage insurance. So a conventional loan, most people are used to, you pay monthly PMI if you don't put 20% down. What FHA does is, well, let's go to VA first. VA has a funding fee, so a veteran can do 100% financing with no monthly PMI, but there's a funding fee that gets added on top. So as an example, if somebody borrowed $100,000 the first time a vet uses his VA eligibility, 2.15% is tacked on top. Now it's 2.3%, so that's changed this last year. And so they would actually finance $102,300, and that fee on top is what fronts the VA system in case there's foreclosures. With FHA, it's 1.75% on top, and then 0.85% monthly. So basically, FHA splits what a conventional loan and a VA loan does. They charge a little up top and a little bit monthly, but the credit score hits are non-existent for FHA. So whether you have a 600 credit score or an 800 credit score, you still get reasonable monthly mortgage insurance. Good system, not quite the same as what we were talking about, the refinance tax that Fannie and Freddie put in.
Okay, just
appreciate
wanted to understand the difference.
Yeah, good call. Thank you.
Yeah, we get intelligent calls on this show.
Hey, I like it. I like it. Tons of opportunity, though. But let's talk about there's so many people out there that could and should be refinancing that, you know what, honestly, in the next 30 days, just like everything else, hey, Russ, when was the last time we talked about the credit breach that the one credit bureau had that had hundreds of millions of records
released?
Over
a year ago, yeah.
You don't talk about it, and this is going to be the same thing. In 30 days, nobody's going to talk about it because it's going to be just business as normal and nobody's going to really care.
It's just there.
But you see that on average, let's say the average loan, again, $200,000 here in Yuma County as a conventional refinance, in my experience, that means that refinance, there's $1,000 more in a charge.
Yep.
Now, if there's, let's say, 100 refinances, which is very low, but let's say there's 100 refinances here in Yuma per month, do the math. That's $100,000 just in Yuma going back to Fannie Freddie.
Well,
for what? With no overhead.
It's $1.2 million annually. But
yeah, I mean,
that's
but think
a lot.
Of little old Yuma.
Little town.
And I promise you there's more than 100 refinances conventionally. But just use that number and let that sink in. The amount of revenue with a stroke of a pen that just got forced over to Fannie and Freddie with, again, if you're a business owner, Russ, I know the amount of money that you took to set up your operation.
It's big.
Let's say, you know, a gas station. The overhead that they have to operate all of the cash register, machinery, cleaning, stocking, electricity, and yet we have gasoline taxes that go into the HERF funds. You and I talked about that off air. You know, what do we assume? 20%, 25% of a gallon of gas goes into...
Yeah, it's a flat number per gallon, so it changes percentage-wise, but I think it's about 40 cents a gallon, you know, federal, state.
So there's literally no overhead, but they get the revenue.
Oh, that's, yeah. They don't even have to fill out the paperwork. The gas station has to fill out the paperwork, send the money. They don't have to do the clerical.
And
they just get the money.
And guess what just happened here with Fannie and Freddie? It just rolls in in large dollars. So it'll be interesting to see what happens because obviously the Fannie Freddie are still GSEs. They're government controlled. They're completely under the caretake of the federal government now because of the support that was given them back in 2009 and 10 and 11. Like we talked about, all of that money has been repaid. They are super profitable right now. It'd be really interesting for people to dig in and look at the amount of money that has been spent and sent back to the Treasury by Fannie Freddie.
Yeah.
What's going to happen this next quarter? Unbelievable numbers because those fees are due as of September 1. It's not like a 30-day, a net 30 as a business owner. You know, you may buy tires and pay for them 2 weeks later. Those fees are due when those loans are delivered. So in how many days? 13, 14 days,
as
those loans are starting to be delivered, those fees are already due, even though some of these loans, oh, by the way, a lot of banks take up to 30 days to package up their loans and send them in. So you have loans that are already done and funded that could have been started 60 days ago that now that fee is just tacked on. It's a refinance tax.
It's frustrating.
So, you know, but the refinance opportunity, huge. Have you ever seen, and again, let's talk about, here's the asterisk, you know, interest rates are dependent on your credit score and your credit history. So, you know, have you ever seen 30-year fixed interest rates that start with a 2?
Well, not normally.
Not normally, but that's where we are now.
Take a phone call. You're on the air.
Hey, Russ and Derek. It's Paige, Mike Heimer. How are you guys?
Well, living the dream, Paige. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. It's so funny. I'm driving around doing some stuff, and I was listening. Because you're right. I've been complaining about the extra fee for refinance. Of course, I can't do anything about it.
But well, they should at least listen to you.
Yeah, right. They should. Come on.
Yeah.
But, and the thing I would tell you is, as you know, as financial planners and accountants, is that we see, I'm glad you have this message out, because people just ignore it. They never look at the rate on their mortgage. We're calling people all the time, especially when we see their stuff during tax season. We're saying, you need to call somebody and go refinance. You're still sitting out there at 5%. Some people are still sitting out there at 6% because they get complacent and they don't go look and they don't realize how big of a difference they can make. And even then, if they get into a 15-year mortgage, they can really push it and save them up. The interest savings will make us a big difference, because in today's environment with itemized deductions basically going away for most people, they need to be even more incentivized to get their house paid for. So the lower they get the interest rate down to, the faster they can get paid off.
Agreed.
So I'm glad you're pushing this message up, because people need to pull their last statement and look at their rate and see where they are.
And then call your financial advisor.
Yes.
And then call your financial advisor or call Derek's office and say, hey, what's the rate right now, approximately?
Yeah.
And so I know if I have enough difference to make something happen. Because I had my daughter refinance about a month ago and my niece refinanced back in Virginia.
And
for the same reason.
I appreciate it.
Thanks, Paige.
Thanks,
have a good morning.
Bye. That's nice. You know, you got a financial advisor calling and agree with you.
Well, and here's, you know, one of the interesting things, and what I really appreciate about Paige and Jeffrey over there at Matt PC, is they understand that there's the tax planning, there's the financial advising, there's the mortgage, and those three things really should work together. And unfortunately, most people don't get it. You know, the mortgage company is just out doing this as a mortgage way. But a refinance, there might be a better way to do it, so let's talk to your financial planner or your tax advisor, make sure we're doing this the right way. The tax planner, most of the tax guys, you know, forgive me, but you and I know that there's shops that, you know, they do, here's a piece of software, or you walk into a convenience store and you get it. And I'm not trying to downplay that for most people.
Right.
But, you know, Paige and the group there, they look at the tax return, like you just said, and say, hey, I think based on the amount of money that is on this line, you need to talk to somebody. Go talk to somebody. They're giving them the advice to go put themselves in a better situation. And let's be honest, that's not their game. Their game is not doing mortgages, but Paige and his group look at those things.
Oh, they want you healthy, though.
Right, because in the end, the more cash flow that's in there, you have other opportunities. So, you know, there's a huge opportunity for refinancing, and like Paige said, I would encourage everybody to go grab their mortgage statement. And if you don't know, because most people don't even have an interest rate idea of what their credit cards charge, you know, pull your mortgage statement and what's the interest rate that you're actually paying. And if it starts with a 4, guaranteed you need to be calling. If it starts with a high 3, you probably should be calling. And there's a lot of people that I'm seeing, and I'm not normally the 15-year fixed guy. You and I have talked about that.
Right.
There's a lot of people that are moving from 30s to a 15, and their payment is the same or less, and they're chopping huge numbers of years off, which is what Paige is alluding
to. But you're not a one plan works for everybody.
Nope.
You're a... You sit down and look at the whole picture.
It's what the opportunity is in the market for the customer. So this, we'll talk about that more after the break. This is Money Talk, AM 560, KBLU.
Yuma's hunting and shooting headquarters. Why? Because Sprague Sports is the difference. Where else can you buy, sell, trade, or consign firearms with free expert appraisals always? There is nothing like Sprague Sports. And with local price matching, you can buy with confidence at Sprague's. And all Sprague's firearms come with a lifetime warranty. And talk about customer service. There's a gunsmith always on duty. Sprague's is your Remington warranty center, and when you need it, there's expert one-day sight-in service. But that's not all. Sprague Sports has got training courses, including Arizona CCW, First Shot, Hunter Education, and more. Sprague's handles Glock, Blue Label pistols, and is your NFA dealer in suppressors and full autos. That's why we call them the experts. And Sprague's is Yuma's Yeti headquarters. The best Yeti selection and free ice for life. Sprague's has a 10-lane, rifle-certified indoor shooting range and gun rentals. You can try before you buy. Serving Yuma's shooting and outdoor needs since 1956. That's the Sprague's difference. Sprague's, 32nd Street, next to Lowe's.
Manager with Academy Mortgage here, NMLS number 180899. This week on Money Talk, we'll be taking your questions on mortgages, credit, rental properties, and other budgeting items. If you or someone you know has a question, please call us Friday morning between 8 and 9 a.m. at 344-5258. 344-5258. Academy Mortgage is an equal housing lender. NMLS number 3113. Arizona license number 0904081. To enjoy a longer, productive retirement, you need an investment portfolio that continues to work for you. Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management specializes in solid financial advice. Whether you require low volatility, liquid assets, or longer-term investments for higher returns, it's important to discuss your options with a financial advisor. Schedule a consultation with Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management today. Investment advisory services offered through CWM LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Carson Partners, a division of CWM LLC, is a nationwide partnership of advisors.
To enjoy a longer, productive retirement, you need an investment portfolio that continues to work for you. Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management specializes in solid financial advice. It's important to discuss your options with a financial advisor. Schedule a consultation with Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management today. Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management. Investment advisory services are offered through CWM LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Carson Partners, a division of CWM LLC, is a nationwide partnership of advisors.
Derek Egeberg, branch manager with Academy Mortgage here, NMLS number 180899. With Academy Mortgage, inspiring hope, delivering dreams, and building prosperity, where we help individuals and families build a foundation for their future by providing opportunities to obtain home ownership through unique products and services. Academy Mortgage is an equal housing lender, NMLS number 3113, Arizona license number 0904081.
To enjoy a longer, productive retirement, you need an investment portfolio that continues to work for you. Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management specializes in solid financial advice. Whether you require low volatility, liquid assets, or longer-term investments for higher returns, it's important to discuss your options with a financial advisor. Schedule a consultation with Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management today. Investment advisory services offered through CWM LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Carson Partners, a division of CWM LLC, is a nationwide partnership of advisors.
Good morning and happy Friday. Money Talk AM 560 KBLU. Hey, it's August 14th.
I like Fridays.
You know how I know it's the 14th?
How do you know?
It's my son's 17th birthday.
Oh, my goodness. He's that old?
He is. He is.
So. He's still living at home?
He is. Come on, 17. What is wrong with you? We can't all be heartless like you and kick people out at 12.
Okay, it's time to earn a live, boy.
But it's crazy how fast the time goes, and that makes me realize, you know, you think, okay, Evan is 17, and it doesn't seem like it's been that long. And you go back to what the industry is going through, it doesn't seem like that long ago was the crash. It doesn't seem like that long ago we were talking about interest rates in the middle fives.
Yep.
And in about a year, we're going to say, oh my gosh, do you remember when interest rates started with a 2? Do you remember all of that stuff?
Nobody will believe it.
No, but...
That's impossible.
Yeah, it never was going to happen. But there's a window of opportunity, and it's not a situation. You and I have talked about before. There's situational things like college, marriage, divorce, but there's opportunities based on something that's happened in the marketplace or a new job. And here's the opportunity that everybody who has a home needs to look at what their interest rates are and make a decision. Am I refinancing to drop my payment? Am I refinancing to chop years off my mortgage? And maybe you do a 10-year mortgage. Maybe you suck it up and say, you know what? We got 21 years left. We're going to refinance to a 10-year. We're going to drop that thing down to a very low interest rate, and we're going to knock this out like Paige was saying. Why? You and I are not the CPAs, but you and I know standard deduction for a married couple is how much right now?
I don't remember because I don't use it, but okay. It's high.
Now, that means that $24,000 standard deduction, $12,000 for a single person, $24,000 for a married couple, who's getting $24,000 of mortgage interest in today's market? Nobody.
Not the middle-income people.
I mean, you're talking about you'd need a 5% interest rate on a $500,000 home, 5 times 5 is 25, to just get $1,000 over the standard deduction, and then Paige might be able to get you, here's your property taxes, here's your auto registration, whatever
health
else.
Health insurance.
So, you know, the days of, and I laugh because I still hear mortgage companies talk about the deductibility of mortgage interest. Buddy, you guys better not be saying that. You better leave that to the professional CPAs and tax advisors because you're giving people bad advice. But you think about if you could go from a 4% to a middle 2, 1.5%. Let's just use that as a rough number. And I'm not speaking as an individual. I'm just saying, hey, in general. If you could save a point and a half on $200,000, that's $3,000 in the first year in interest. Okay, you know what? Maybe you only save a percent. 1% on $200,000 is $2,000 a year the first year. Would you not want to save $2,000 a year?
That's big money.
That's huge money.
Yeah.
And it still amazes me that people come in and don't know that.
Yeah.
One of the gentlemen that I talked to Wednesday morning, do you know what his interest rate is? Now, he's been in his home 12 years.
Oh. Sure.
His interest rate starts with a 6.
Well, you just made him happy. You made his day.
Oh, he's happier than you can believe. Now, he's been in there 12 years. He asked about a 30-year fix. We sat down and said, you know what? I feel better if you went to a 15 because now you've been in there that long. Let's not extend your mortgage anymore. But if I drop your interest rate this far, your payment's still going down.
And he just shortened it.
And you shortened it by a couple of years. So all of a sudden, you're not extending your debt, although he could, and there's certain people that makes a lot of sense for because they need the cash flow in their budget. But he's going to have his house paid off in 15 years, and he's got an interest rate that starts with a 2, and his payment has come down from where it was by a decent margin, and it's fun to have that conversation. But part of me thinks, do you have a pet ostrich at home? How did you not know interest rates are this low? You can't even turn on the news, and I don't care if you're a CNN or a Fox News person. Both of those channels are advertising mortgages like crazy.
Yeah.
How do you not know where interest rates are?
It's just not on your list of things you're going to look at.
And go back to the refinance tax. Most people are never going to know. They just don't pay attention. So if you're in the industry like Paige, he sees it all day long. I see it all day long. I see people's tax returns all day long. So I see some of those things that you may not ever even notice because that's not your gig. But you probably pull up into a Walmart shopping center and go, hey, that guy's tires are bald.
hey, that guy's tailpipe, look at all the carbon, you know, right around there.
Who told
summer.
You that?
Oh, I trust you. Well, I see you putting business cards on windshields saying, hey, you need this fixed. But it's that situational awareness.
I literally did that the other day.
Did you really?
Well,
I figured you would.
Well, but I was at a store, and somebody had a tire that was so low it was dangerous. It had gone way down. So I put a business card on there that says, left rear tire too low to drive.
And you didn't stand out there with your little compressor and help them pump it up?
How do you know?
I
didn't have the compressor. Normally, I will have, when I used to drive the truck all the time,
mm-hmm.
I had the compressor in the truck. I may have pumped it up and not even known.
Now, you talk about that, and here's what's funny. I have two of those. And when you don't pay attention to certain things, so if you don't pay attention to your mortgage statement and you don't know what your interest rate is, if you don't pay attention to your tires, you don't see them. I didn't pay attention to my two jump boxes that both have compressors in them.
Yeah.
A friend of mine had a dead battery. Went and grabbed one jump box. Guess what?
It was dead.
Dead. Yeah, went and grabbed the other jump box.
It was dead also.
Dead. And it's not that they weren't plugged in.
At least you have something in common with your friend.
Yeah. So now I have two dead batteries and jump boxes, and he's got a dead battery in his car. And so, but how many people don't pay attention to, you know, would you suggest everybody keep one of those jump boxes in their car anymore?
No.
Why not?
Well, because they usually let them go dead. They don't pay attention to them.
Mm-hmm.
That's why. Because it's not going to be top of mind. Where we charge ours every day, it's always charged. It's always ready to go.
Just not that day because you didn't have it with you because you weren't driving the truck.
I don't normally carry it anymore. That's all. But I used to carry it all the time when I had the truck.
What makes people not pay attention daily? You go back to the mortgage thing, and I know it's a psychological.
I think there's only so much we can focus on and so much we can do. So we do what's within our wheelhouse of expertise or concern or hobbies. You know, a lot of people can tell you the golf scores of Tiger Woods this last weekend. I couldn't tell you.
I couldn't tell you.
But you're right.
You're 100% right. And I love doing a written budget. I every month I do a written budget that here's my income, here's my expenses, know whether we have money to spend on certain things. And you look at the refinances. How many people are going to get a fairly hefty raise? Don't know.
No.
But could you give yourself potentially a fairly hefty raise by refinancing, either just refinancing the debt that you have in the house or potentially doing a cash-out refinance?
From the sound of it, you've got people that you've given more than they could ever expect in a raise.
I had a gentleman came in. Now, he's, you know, good equity position in the house, decent interest rate from the time, but not great interest rate. And there's, again, situational. Sometimes I like cash out refinances, sometimes I don't. It just depends on if somebody has the right mindset. That some people go to a cash out refinance and they rack up all the debt that they just paid off. That's not helping anybody. But if you've got the right mindset, doing a cash out refinance and paying off a bunch of debt, as long as you're going to be disciplined and not charge that back up again because you've already taken care of those needs for your house, okay, it's a great idea. This gentleman paid off all of the revolving debt and destructive debt, as I would call it, and between his house refinance and the debt he paid off, it's over $1,000 a month.
So you're not going to get a raise usually?
Not
that much.
No.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I would love to, but I don't know that I ever would.
Yeah.
You're not going to get a $1,000 raise.
Oh, no.
But you say, okay, with that $1,000, now what could you do with your financial planner? Should you be fully funding your IRA, your 401k? Should you be putting it in a kid's college fund? Should you be stashing it for a rainy day? Because this gentleman had no money saved for a rainy day. So kind of what we talked about is if you can save $1,000 a month and for the next 6 months you put a grand away, now you got a $6,000 cushion. Don't ever touch that again. Now start working on stuff. But it's the opportunities. Had he not come in because he was talking about just a regular refinance, when I looked at the amount of debt that he had on his credit report, it's like, whoa, we gotta make a change here. Because what I can save you on the house, it'll be nice, but it's not going to make a change like if you could be disciplined to do this. He came in to do the refinance. The next day he brought his wife in to make sure they were both on the same page. I'm not sure who I know the spender was, but I'm going to tell you, it looked like more his spending than hers. So
anything's possible.
Anything's possible. So we'll take that for what it is. But there's so many opportunities, and the simple thing is, pull your statement. pull your statement that'll show what your interest rate is, and it'll show what you have left in terms of years. And then we have a conversation from there. And yes, I promise, if you're doing a conventional refinance, you're going to get taxed a half a point more by Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, and I'm really sorry. That's just what Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac did to all of us.
No getting around
that. No getting around that, although, you know, and again, our industry is not great with lobbyists. I think it's going to stick, and I don't know there's anything we can do about it, but in a month, you won't even notice it, and it's just going to be baked into the pricing by all banks because that's what Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac just did. So we're going to lovingly call that the refinance tax. We'll talk about that and a few more things after the break. This is, again, Money Talk, AM 560 KBLU.
Cause the flag still stands for freedom, and they can't take that away. And I'm proud to be an American.
Given recent events in the financial markets, doesn't a second opinion make sense for your financial well-being? If you've been questioning your investment plan that you have in place, Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management would like to help by offering a free, no-obligation consultation to review your financial affairs. Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management investment advisory services are offered through CWM LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Carson Partners, a division of CWM LLC, is a nationwide partnership of advisors.
Derek Eggenberg, branch manager with Academy Mortgage here, NMLS number 180899. This week on Money Talk, we'll be taking your questions on mortgages, credit, rental properties, and other budgeting items. If you or someone you know has a question, please call us Friday morning between 8 and 9 a.m. at 344-5258, 344-5258. Academy Mortgage is an equal housing lender, NMLS number 3113, Arizona license number 0904081.
To enjoy a longer, productive retirement, you need an investment portfolio that continues to work for you. Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management specializes in solid financial advice. It's important to discuss your options with a financial advisor. Schedule a consultation with Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management today. Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management investment advisory services are offered through CWM LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Carson Partners, a division of CWM LLC, is a nationwide partnership of advisors.
Once again, good morning, Money Talk, AM 560 KBLU. Derek Eggenberg, branch manager with Academy Mortgage. Russ Clark, color commentary over there.
Yeah, you're about out of time, too. Look, the time goes fast in here.
It really does. Well, you know, it's weird. You talk about tax, and it's almost like nobody wants to give you airtime anymore, and it just goes away. So, now, it is amazing how fast an hour goes, but that's kind of the same with a customer sitting in our office. So,
yeah,
you know,
because some of those times that you have to sit down and talk to customers could take a few hours as you're going through.
As it should.
What do you need? Oh, gosh. Yeah.
As it should.
It's a
big
deal.
And there are big decisions, and there's lots of moving parts. And sometimes it's just making sure that all of the questions get addressed.
Right.
Sometimes it's, okay, am I understanding this correctly, that this is what you want to achieve? Like the gentleman who started with, hey, I want to save a little money on my refinance, and we ended up saving over $1,000 a month based on doing a cash-out refinance. What he was really saying is, I'm struggling financially. What can we do? Now, not in a bad way, but, you know, he just wasn't cash flowing the way he should. Restructure the whole deal. He didn't come in saying, I want to cash money out of my house and pay off all these debts because I now know how to manage my credit cards. He came in saying, can I save a little bit of money? Because it's not like you refinance a credit card. When was the last time anybody ever called their credit card company up and said, hey, I'd like to refinance. I'd like you to cut my interest rate in half.
You don't.
You don't.
No,
I mean,
you just change cards.
I would love to think that happens.
Yeah.
And then sometimes the conversation is, you know, had a gentleman come in, he already had a really good interest rate. There's not a whole heck of a lot you do there, but he really wants to do some remodeling around his house. Well, he was talking about things like windows, and I've got a couple friends that do windows, and they keep telling me that there's 0% interest for 24 months on some of the window gigs.
Wow.
Well, why would you refinance your home to pull $20,000 out if you can get 2 years no interest on windows? And I'm seeing the same thing with, like, HVAC systems. You know AC guys, right?
Yeah, I do.
Okay. Some of the financial products that they will allow you to align with can give you up to 18 and 24 months, no interest. Well, sit down with your AC guys and say, wait a minute, if I put the new AC unit in, how much, if I got rid of this 27-year-old air conditioner that's probably an 8-seater or something like that, how much money would it save? Can I stomach adding some money to it and getting rid of that for no interest? There's so many opportunities out there to save money right now. Some people just aren't paying attention to it.
Lowy
windows, ACs, you know, sometimes solar is a right thing, sometimes solar isn't a right thing. It's up to the individual homeowner to sit down with a professional. But what can you do to skinny up your budget? And a big one is a refinance. And moving from a 30 to a 30 might be the right way to go. Moving from a 30 to a 10 and super juicing that principal payment with a super low interest rate might be the way, like, go back to what Paige said. Let's get this thing paid off quick because you're not doing yourself any good with the interest deduction anymore, because for most people, it doesn't exist. So, you know, there's a ton of opportunities. There's a ton of fun things in the industry. The refinance tax is not one of the fun things.
It's funny when you say fun things, you know, because it would be torture for some.
You know, I like it, and there's enough stuff where it's always changing. There's always things moving around. Interest rates change hour by hour, minute by minute. It's kind of like watching the stock exchange. Which you do, and you know, whether you're looking at Coca-Cola or Google or whatever, the price is changing minute by minute, and you're watching that ticker symbol go by. Well, mortgage bonds are just a 30-year bond. They're bought and sold on Wall Street. The pricing is changing minute by minute, and, you know, I get text updates on that. And sometimes you go, hey, look at what just happened on the news. Oh, I wonder what's going to happen on the bond market. And you can see it changes immediately. And what just happened conventionally? It wasn't anything driven by the news media. It was a stroke of a pen by the head of Fannie and Freddie that said, hey, let's do this. And it wasn't caused by anything in the market. It was just an individual decision.
But they dragged in billions of dollars for their business on a business that's already making good money, but it's government.
You figured that out, did you?
Well, no, of course.
And you think, go back to the numbers. The number of homeowners that are refinancing now being charged the half a point is a significant amount of money. I mean, I would love to see, you know, Paige is a smart dude, and he loves calculating numbers on an actuarial table. Hey, Paige, figure out how much money Fannie and Freddie are now making on a monthly basis on this.
Well, I'm sure it's all public. You can figure out how many houses are sold in America. I'm sure those stats are easy to get.
You can. I just don't want to dig through that.
You'll be sad when you get the number anyway.
Yeah. Well, and again, to do that and say I have no overhead in the thing, just to do it with a stroke of a pen is an interesting scenario because, again, it's fronted on the back of a homeowner who is refinancing already, and most of them are going from a Fannie Mae product to a Fannie Mae product or a Freddie to a Freddie. You know, nobody refinances from a VA to a conventional. They just don't. Most people are not refinancing from an FHA to a conventional, although if you have enough equity, you might, and there's some reasons to do that because it might actually save you more money. But the reason I point that out is most people are already insured by Fannie Mae, and you're going back to Fannie Mae, who's getting the appropriate interest rate in the market, but now they're making another 0.5% for nothing.
Maybe they felt bad giving up those loans that had too high of interest rate, trying to slow it down. I don't know.
Yeah, I'm not feeling that. Because, again, here's the interesting thing for me is Fannie doesn't technically own the investment.
Oh.
Those investments, so a mortgage, let's pretend there's a 5% interest rate on a mortgage. Wall Street then purchases that, and traditionally it's a quarter point off, goes to the servicer. The GSEs earn a fee when they're securitizing it, like this half a point, and the end investor who buys it is earning the note rate minus a quarter. Sometimes it's 3/8 of a point. So let's say your whole life insurance company might own a ton of mortgage-backed securities because traditionally they're very safe. So they might buy $1 billion worth of mortgage-backed securities with 5% note rates, which means they're earning 4.75% on their money, fairly well secured. And whoever you're making the check out to, because let's say, you know, one of the names out in the marketplace is Mr. Cooper. Mr. Cooper doesn't own the mortgage. They own the right to service it, which is they collect the check, they pay your taxes, they pay your insurance, and then they send the rest off to the end investor. That's all they really do. So Fannie and Freddie don't own the mortgage. They're on the hook for insuring the mortgage met their guidelines in the beginning. So if I go buy a brand new set of Michelins from you, do you kind of know the quality of that Michelin tire?
Sure.
Okay. So I, as a consumer, am trusting you that you sold me those tires. I can trust you that you're selling a quality product.
Right.
Now, if the entire name is wiped off that and it's just a black tire, can I trust the quality of that tire? I don't know. I don't know what it is.
Tell me what it is.
But you don't know what it is. That's what Fannie and Freddie are doing for the person who is then buying the security, is you know what you're buying. That's all Fannie and Freddie do, is you package the mortgage, you know what you're buying, you know the underlying fairly consistent collateral and quality of that borrower and that debt. So it's a saleable instrument. I pull out a $100 bill. What's it worth? If I handed you $100, would you hand me $100? We know what it's worth. That's it. If I handed you a white piece of paper with invisible ink and said, hey, give me what you think this is worth, and after you give it to me, then we'll show you what it's worth. That's what Fannie and Freddie do, is they try to take the invisible ink out of it.
Yeah.
So you don't like my invisible ink analogy?
I don't want to trust you that much.
I wouldn't trust you. So you go back to, it's a money tax, it's a refinance tax, it's a huge money grab for Fannie and Freddie. It'll be interesting to see how much money they raise over the next 60, 90, 120 days. I believe this market is going to continue like this through at least February.
Yep.
And, you know, we've got the election cycle. We've still got COVID to deal with. You're going to see mortgage rates in this environment till probably first quarter, maybe eking into second quarter of next year. And then all bets are off and we're going up from there. So at that point, will anybody be refinancing when interest rates start to rise?
Generally not.
Nope.
Got to go way down.
So let's call this a 6 to 9 month money grab by Fannie and Freddie.
Yeah.
It's all it is.
But you're right when you talk about the outrage of it. There's not going to be any, because the general person doesn't even know what their mortgage rate is.
Nope.
Remember when the governor of this state put in an increase in licensing trailers and vehicles and stuff like that? It caused, I think it was
uproar.
Like, he thought it would be just going under the radar, nobody would care. It didn't go away. People were mad, and they had to take it away. This isn't going to be anything
this
like
is,
that. No one's going to call.
Because nobody's going to see it.
I didn't know they'd call on the $25 thing. I think it was $25. It wasn't that big a deal to me.
Yeah.
But to others, it was the end of the world.
Mm-hmm.
Like, how dare you do this to me?
And unfortunately, our industry doesn't have a strong enough and unified enough lobbyist group to do anything. And unfortunately, here's the other thing, is that consumers never see it. You go back to the gasoline tax. You and I know that money goes into the HERF funds. Now, how much did we actually get back to use of the money that we were supposed to get back?
Oh, in Yuma County, not as much as we should. We're a donor.
Correct.
Yeah.
So you and I don't ever see it. You just go put the gas nozzle in your car and you start filling, and the state says, thank you very much, Russ. We'll see you again in about a week or two.
Yeah, most people don't know. They just look, say, it's $2.20 a gallon today, or $2.25 a gallon.
And you say, no,
they don't
no.
know the breakdown.
Nope. And that's what's going to happen here with the mortgages, is the refinances for the next 6 to 9 months. It's clearly not a permanent thing, because the refinance market will slow down considerably when interest rates rise.
Mm-hmm.
So here's the environment we're in. You have an opportunity.
In the meantime, someone's going to make some good bonus money. They'll say, well, look at all the money you guys brought in.
Somebody somewhere will,
and they didn't have to work hard for it. I mean, it's strictly writing down a little note and raise it.
Raise it and have that money go in, and you'll see huge profitability by Fannie and Freddie.
And there's no place to go. They can't go. They're not going to lose business.
Nope.
You don't have a competitor.
You know, all of that aside, I love the industry. I love helping people get into homes. If you have questions, whether it's purchase or refinance, call myself, Ray, Bill, Farrell, Tara, Rosa, the rest of the gang over there. We'd love to talk on the phone. We'd love to sit down with you. And from all of us at Academy Mortgage, who proudly fly the flag out front, if you're a veteran who is serving, has ever served, we couldn't do what we do without your sacrifices and your support. So our unfelt or our heartfelt gratitude to you. And if there's anything we can do, even if it's just advice, you want to sit down for a cup of coffee and ask if something is right, let us know. Have a great weekend, everyone. Stay safe. Bye.
Preceding show on 560 KBLU was a paid program. All opinions expressed by the program participants are solely their current opinions and do not reflect the opinions of 560 KBLU, Eldorado Broadcasters, LLC, their respective parent companies or affiliates, or the companies with which the program participants are affiliated and may have been previously disseminated by them. The program participants' opinions are based upon information they consider reliable, but neither 560 KBLU, Eldorado Broadcasters, LLC, nor its affiliates, nor the companies with which such participants are affiliated, warrant its completeness or accuracy, and it should not be relied upon as such.
From the 1 Hour Air Conditioning and Heating Studio, this is News Talk 560 KBLU, Yuma.